95.1 FM. I'm Heather Stock. Good morning. Now, Alice Morrison is from Hayfield and she's cycled the longest bike ride in the world, the Tour d'Afrique. It's 7,500 miles right across Africa, and Alice has been keeping us up to date with her progress since she left, which was in January. We've heard stories of bandits, charging elephants and her lady bits, and she's back safely now. Alice, good morning.
Good morning.
And it's nice to see you sitting down, because I feared at one point that we'd never see you sit down again.
I feared at one point I was going to get crushed by an elephant.
It's been an interesting journey, hasn't it? Take me back to the beginning. What made you want to go on it in the first place?
Well, I think I had a bit of a romantic view about Africa, and I was brought up there as a very young child, so I wanted to go back and see what the continent was like now, because you hear so many stories, don't you? The dark continent and how it's dangerous and beautiful and exciting. So I wanted to see Africa. I loved my bike, and also I wanted to do a big challenge.
Right, and that is a big challenge, 7,500 miles. So you love your bike. How far had you cycled before this?
The most I'd ever cycled was actually about 112 miles. I did the Ring of Kerry, which is a race in Ireland.
Yeah.
So I'd done a one-day race, but I think the big difference is getting on every day and cycling between 8 and 12 hours. That was the big difference, and I wasn't prepared for it actually mentally or in fact physically. No, not really.
Go on, tell me about that. Why weren't you prepared for it?
I was fit and I was strong. I hadn't done enough hours on the saddle, but really I hadn't realised that I had this kind of romantic idea that we'd cycle through Africa and stop all the way and talk to people and go into villages, go into markets.
Jambo!
Exactly, yeah. Jambo, Mulabwanji, Habarigani, all of these things. But actually, to get the distances done, because we were doing about 130 kilometres a day, so kind of between 80 and actually we went up to 100 miles a day in Botswana, to get those distances done you have to bike, so you have to get on your bike in the morning and pretty well try and keep up a decent pace because you've got lots of hills as well, and cycle through. And I think I wasn't ready for the fact I'd be on my bike for such a long time every day.
That is hard work, isn't it?
Hard work, great fun.
Right. Great fun, what, once you get your head straight?
Yeah, you need to get your head straight. You need to get your legs sorted and strong. And you need to accept that you're going to be on the bike and that every single day you're going to feel tired and kind of not angry exactly, but think, I wish I didn't have another 20 kilometres to go.
Right.
And you are going to feel that every day, but you're also going to feel the opposite, which is, you know, joyful and happy and amazed at where you are.
How did you afford to go on this trip? Because, you know, to be able to afford to take a trip like this is quite something, isn't it?
Yes, that is a bad thing. And I'm now back looking for work and it's difficult. Yeah, you have to save up.
You just have to save up so that you could afford to live and not have to pay bills. And
And I got, you know, I got someone to be in my house. I got a tenant for my house and, you know, gave up my car and did all those kind of things.
Do you think anybody could do it? Do you think anybody could, not necessarily this, not necessarily doing the cycling, but, you know, this has been a dream of yours. Do you think anybody could, if with the right planning, financially afford to live a dream?
It depends what the dream is, obviously. I mean, you know, if you're going to thousands and thousands of pounds, I don't know. But I think anyone, more importantly, I think if people want to do things, they should try and do them. So even if it's a small thing, like run a 5K or run a 10K or do a moonwalk or do a charity bike ride. Yes, a nighttime walk.
Yeah.
Not to the moon. No, well, that's a good idea. I think if you want to do something, you should really, really make an effort to do it. Because actually, once you set your mind to it, you will find a way if it's within the realm of possibility. So I think it's really good. And most people have dreams that they want to fulfill. And as long as they're not crazy, crazy mad, I think you can do it. So yeah, I would urge everyone to go for it.
Talk me through the highlight.
Lots and lots of highlights. Again, there are highlights every day. But I guess one of my days that I absolutely loved was I woke up, it started raining. We were in Namibia. It was raining really, really hard. So all night under the tent and you're thinking, am I going to get wet? Woke up, I wasn't wet. And I thought, right, I'm from the Peak District. I'm from Manchester, used to the rain, no problem. So I'm cheerful, put away my tent, everything's soaking, actually hiding under the truck to get everything ready so that you didn't get too wet. It's pouring with rain. Everyone else is miserable going, oh, it's ridiculous. I'm like, no, this is no problem. It's just like home. Off I go, set off. And what I hadn't calculated was that actually the road, which wasn't a road, it was a dirt track, would have turned to mud. So I started cycling and my bike actually stopped. I was like, oh, this isn't very good. And we had 31 kilometres in this clay. It was like riding through treacle. And as we were riding along, our trucks came past us, our support trucks, and they couldn't actually go, they couldn't swerve because it was too dangerous for them. So they went past screaming, get off the road, get off the road. So we're rushing into the gutter. And then just this cycling in this incredible mud at 5 kilometres an hour. And then finally I got up to 10 kilometres an hour. I was like, yes. And it was, the reason it was fun was, though, it's pouring with rain. It's such a challenge. It feels like crazy because you're cycling through toffee. But everyone's, you can't do anything but laugh. You really can't. You're covered in red mud. And then at the end, there was a pie shop with hot pies coming out of the oven and coffee. It's like heaven.
I've had dreams like that.
Yeah.
Finding pie shops. Thank you so much for talking us through it. And hopefully you'll pick another challenge, Alice, and we'll be in contact and you can tell us all about it. Alice Morrison, who's from Hayfield, who cycled the longest bike ride in the world. It's BBC Radio Manchester, 95.1 FM. This is Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi.